Welcome to Me Time, the podcast for women in midlife who've been taking care of everyone else and now say, it's my turn to take care of me. I'm Kim Aceto, health and self-care coach for women in midlife and your host. Thank you for spending your precious me time with me right now. Enjoy the show. Okay, today I have invited Angela Dorsey back on the podcast. Let me tell you about Angela. Angela created Dorsey Wealth Management because she had a lifelong passion for financial planning. She enjoyed helping others better understand and organize their finances, then put a plan in place to achieve financial goals. While helping her friends who were smart and successful women, she noticed many didn't have the knowledge and confidence to manage their personal finances well. From this experience, she saw the need for financial planning for women. After more than 20 years in corporate America, she followed her dream of starting her own financial planning firm. Her clients are primarily single and married women who want to better manage their finances or take the lead in managing their household finances. They sought her out because they wanted someone they can trust and who listened carefully, offered unbiased information, advice, and guidance. Angela, welcome back to the Me Time Midlife Podcast.
Well, thanks for having me, Kim.
So we're going to talk today about some surprising retirement facts that nobody tells you about. So when you talk about a surprising retirement fact, what do you mean?
Well, it's surprising because most people don't think to plan for it. And then when it happens, it sort of derails you and puts a bit of a damper on your retirement. Retirement is such a huge chapter in your life, and it's really the reward for a lifetime of hard work. So, you know, many people, they look forward to retirement and they have dreams of traveling and doing things they never had time to do. And so, you know, while retirement can be exciting and rewarding, there are just some surprises that retirees did not anticipate that I found, you know, during their retirement planning.
Okay. Great. Well, then this is great that we're talking about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So okay, let's get right into it. What is the first surprise?
Well, the first surprise is that even in retirement, your home will be a large expense. So, you know, even if your plans for retirement may be to pay off your mortgage and then use all of that additional money to go towards travel or, you know, one-time expenses, you know, helping out family, housing will still be one of the largest expenses that you have to worry about during retirement, unfortunately.
What if you've already paid off your mortgage?
I know. I mean, that's the thing. You know, people think, well, you know, I'll pay off my mortgage so I don't have to worry about my home anymore. Well, even if you've planned well and paid off your mortgage, just the upkeep on your home and increasing property taxes, I mean, I mean, here in California, especially, it just seems to just go up and up and up. You know, things like that can take a huge chunk of your monthly budget. And I've found that there are also some retirees who move into a larger home for retirement, you know.
You always hear about downsizing, right? But some people move into larger homes, huh?
Some people, yes. Yes, most people downsize. You know, they don't need as much space. You know, the kids have moved out. But others, they've always wanted, you know, it's their dream, you know. Retirement's about dreams. And it's always been their dream to have a media room or their own office or have a place where family can come during the holidays. So some actually do purchase a larger home and have a monthly mortgage and expenses as a result. But for most, you know, they stay put. They have their home. And if their home is paid off, that's great. You know, I think that still is a good goal to have in retirement. But still, there needs to be a budget item for your home and unexpected costs, and then also expected costs like your property tax and maintenance.
Yeah, that's that. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because you would think maybe paying off your mortgage and you're done. But yeah, there's those unexpected things. And yeah, and that was interesting about a larger home.
Yeah, it really is. For most of my clients, I do recommend they pay off. This is just an aside. but I do recommend they pay off their home, but not at the expense of other money. Like if they don't have a large pot of money already saved for retirement. I don't want them to be, have all of their money tied up in their home. So they have their home paid off, but yet they don't have enough cash flow to buy groceries, for example. So you really need to have a balance. So whether you pay off your mortgage or not in retirement really depends on your big picture.
Okay, what is surprise number two?
Surprise number two is kind of a sort of a surprise. I think just the amount of it is a surprise, but healthcare, I hate to say, healthcare costs can be huge and can really take you by surprise. And I know there's a lot of talk about, in retirement, healthcare costs, and make sure you have long-term care insurance, make sure you have money saved. And everyone understands that, but when it really hits you, you're always just kind of taken by surprise. And so one of the largest expenses retirees will face in their later years is healthcare costs. And it's found that this can account for up to an average of over $250,000 over your retirement years.
Wow.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge. And those with a major health problem will incur even more. So it really is, something that needs to be factored in. Healthcare costs by itself is not a surprise, but I think just the magnitude of it will take you by surprise, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and you and I have talked about how financial health and physical health and wellness have very similar principles. And I'll use this moment to remind everybody that, you pay either now or you pay later when it comes to your health.
It is so true. Yes.
Right?
You're the expert on
now.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's something that people know. It's a simple concept, but it doesn't make it easy. But everything is easier earlier than it is later. I don't know if that's the same with finances, but that's the same with health. You want to take care of it as early as possible and then avoid, those expenses or that, all of that that's going to come later, especially now that you talk about these major health problems. Yeah, that can be very, very expensive.
Yes, yes, it really is. And you raised a good point about, it's cheaper now to address it than later. And, just with finances and investing, it's better to start earlier than later, but just start with where you are. And then with healthcare, yes, you definitely want to take care of your health. It's an investment. And, many people think, oh gosh, I don't have the time or I don't have the money to, go to the gym or get a trainer or whatever it is that would help them take the next step. It's a lot cheaper than having some sort of health related issue in your retirement years, because oftentimes it takes you by surprise. And by that time, you're on a limited or fixed income. And so any additional expense really takes you by surprise. So I like to think of it as an investment in yourself, taking good care of your health. And that's something I'm trying to do more of. I'm trying to walk more. I'm trying to take breaks and, just really make sure I have life balance, which I hope that, the listeners are also taking that very, very seriously too.
Yeah. Well, Angela said it, not me here. They always hear me say it, but yeah, I mean, it's all about, planning for the future.
Right. Planning for the future. And, for your future, you want to be healthy, obviously, to avoid healthcare expenses, but you also want to enjoy life. You want to be able to, we talk about in retirement, we want to do the things we've been putting off for our whole life, travel or just spend time with family and friends and a hobby, whatever it may be. Start a business. Well, all of those things require good health.
Yes.
So
are there ways to plan for healthcare costs?
Well, hopefully you plan by not having them.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know, your plan is to try and minimize them, but that's not always the case. Sometimes you do your best and you still have health related issues. So, you know, one thing you can do now is to just try and anticipate that, for example, you know, try and save for that. Mm-hmm. There are certain ways to save that are more tax efficient. For example, opening up a health savings account.
Oh, where you can just for health, huh?
Yeah, it's called a health savings account. Mm-hmm. And you can put money in and it's tax deferred, and you can then take money out for health related expenses. And it's kind of like an IRA for your health. You can put money in each year and you don't have to use it that year, and it grows. It grows for you. So if you invest it wisely, that money grows for you. And so then when you do need the money, you can take it out for any type of health issue you may have. And it doesn't even have to be for major health related issues. It could be for things like, you know, buying, you know, prescriptions or copays, or, you know, just any medical related expense that you may have. Having that money set aside for you is a really good thing. And most employers, well, I shouldn't say most employers, but quite a few employers do offer a health savings account. Mm. So, you know, you have your 401k or your 403b at work. You put money there for that's for your retirement. Well, some employers also offer a health savings account where you can have money deducted from your paycheck, and you have that money go towards that. Now, there are some restrictions, like you have to have a high deductible health plan. So only certain health plans will allow you to open up a health savings account. But that is something that is available. And if you're not eligible, or if your employer does not offer a health savings account, I think just planning for that expense would be a good thing to just factor in. You know, most people say, well, you know, I'm going to have my home paid off. I'm going to be in great health. You know, my living expenses are low. I don't live lavishly. It's so funny. Most of my clients tell me, but I don't live lavishly. I really don't need a lot of money. They all say that. But you really need to know, it gets back to these surprises. You know, you really need to account for things that you're not, that you hope don't happen, you see. And so, you know, it's just a good thing to do.
So what might be a good amount of money to put away every month, maybe for this, in your health savings account, if you don't have one at work?
I would say start with where you are. And depending on your age, like if you're really young, like in your 20s, even 30s, if you put aside, say, $50 a month, that money would really grow. It would really grow over the lifetime of your career. Mm-hmm. And it's portable too. As you move from company to company, you can really, you know, you can take that money with you, so you don't have to worry about using it all at once. Now, the older you are, the more you have to put in. If you're older, I would say, you know, put in, you know, $100 a month. But the good thing is you really don't have to put in that much in order for it to add up over a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to save in a very tax efficient way, because as that money grows, you're not taxed on it. It's tax deferred. Mm. So the bottom line is to just, you know, look at your budget and see what amount you can, you know, put in and not, you know, stress too much about it. I would say in order of priority, you know, fully funding your 401k accounts, if you're self-employed, fully funding your SEP accounts. Mm-hmm. And then outside of that, we have IRAs. I know this is getting away from the surprises. I'm sorry. But, you know, making sure you fund your IRAs in either your Roth IRA, SEP IRA, things like that. And so that's why with health savings account, it doesn't have to be a lot, but just don't forget it. If it's something that's available to you, at least just look and see if it makes sense for you to fund it. And if not, just factor in, well, you know, maybe I don't have a health savings account, but I do have my IRA that I'm eligible to participate in. Well, let me make sure I fund my IRA each year, you know, for those, you know, individuals who are eligible, you know, really take advantage of it.
Yeah. Well, this is a health conscious audience, so that's okay. We spent a little longer there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I always like to say your health is your greatest wealth. It really is. Mm-hmm. And you really don't appreciate that until you're sick. Like if you have a cold or flu, I mean, the worst thing is to anticipate going on this really great trip and then you feel a flu, you know, or cold coming on. It's just the worst feeling because you want to feel your best. Many times we don't have control whether we catch a cold or the flu, but the point is that, you know, being healthy truly is, you know, one of the greatest riches. And so whatever we can do to maintain that is good.
Absolutely. Surprise number three.
Oh, okay. Surprise number three.
I want to make sure we can get through all six.
So. Oh, that's right. Yeah. We could talk about number two all day long.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Number three. Now this is something that I was surprised to see that number three is you will likely continue to work in retirement, but it looks different for most people. So, you know, many people will continue to work until, you know, throughout their retirement, but it will look different. You know, they may start a business, they may do consulting, they may launch a new type of career or something they've always wanted to do, you know, without really having to worry about paying all the bills, you know. But for some, they'll do it just to help pay for unexpected expenses that come up. Just to give them a little extra cash, you know, maybe save up for that health account that they have. But, you know, many people, I find retirement is not what it used to be. Retirement now is very active where people, you know, they want to stay busy. They want to do some type of work. You know, many people in retirement, they volunteer for causes they want to support, or they just want to get out of the house and meet new people. So that is a surprise too, you know. So as people think, oh gosh, you know, at a certain point, you know, my life will just stop. Not really, you know, you will most likely continue to work in some fashion, but it's a situation where you can control what that looks like.
Yeah, that is true. And that's great. I love seeing women who retire and then they get into something else, you know, like photography or painting or whatever it is, like you said, consulting. I mean, yeah, that's great. Okay. So let me ask you though, are all of the retirement surprises money related?
Oh, well, most of them are, but my next one actually is not.
Oh, okay.
My next one is that retirement, now this is kind of a sad one. Retirement can be lonely for some people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people experience loneliness when they retire and may even suffer from depression. And this is more common for those who are single or they move away from their family when they retire. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so that's something to think about. You know, what do you want your retirement to look like? And who do you want to be to surround you? And who do you want to spend your time with? And so most oftentimes the loneliness will, you know, decrease as you get further into retirement because you find other activities to get involved in. And you make new friends. But I think that is one surprise that some people find that when they retire, you know, they miss the camaraderie. If they worked in a larger corporation, you know, they miss their coworkers and just that interaction. And you know, it kind of catches them by surprise.
You said, you know, these are all surprises that your clients have come to you with. So when it comes to this one, that's interesting. It's not money related, but yeah, I can definitely see this, especially, you know, depression, as you talk about, single or widowed, I think, as well.
And then yes,
from people or when your kids and grandkids move away from you, possibly. There's many ways that you can get lonely. I can see that. So the clients that you work with, do they have any strategies to help avoid experiencing loneliness?
Yeah, I think the first strategy is to plan for it. Mm. You know, when you do retirement planning, also plan for what you want your life to look like. You know, what would you like to do? Who do you want to spend time with? And the fifth surprise is actually that many retirees will feel younger versus older mm-hmm. when they retire, because they don't have the stress of the day to day. And so, you know, so with retirement planning, be sure to also plan out what you want to retire to, you know, not just retire from. So you want to retire to while traveling. I want to retire to spending time with family or hobbies or starting a business. And so many of my clients, so many times they come in and they say, wow, I am so busy in retirement. I don't know how I ever did this when I was working. I'm just so busy now, you know. they find themselves even more active during retirement and enjoy activities that they didn't have time for before. And that's wonderful. You know, I love it when they come in and they say, I'm just so busy. I'm like, great. Mm. It's wonderful, because they're doing things that they want to do and things that they may not have been able to do before. So they just have this renewed energy and feel younger. So that's a surprise.
Yeah. And then, of course, I'm going to bring it back to health. You have to be healthy to be so active and be so busy, right? You have to have the energy, the stamina.
Yes.
You know, the mobility, all of that, to be able to be involved with a lot of activities.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, you really do. You want to be able to have the energy to get up and socialize mm-hmm. and do this and do that. So again, you know, health is just, it's really the foundation of your life. So you really need to have that in place.
Okay. I can't believe it. We ran through the last couple ones pretty fast. So I think we're at number six. So what is number six?
Okay. Number six is that retirement can last longer than we expect.
Mm. Right.
It really can, which you would say, well, that's a good thing, right? You know, that we are living longer. Well, it's kind of a good thing, but not if you run out of money. That's a bad thing. So the average retirement age, they calculate as being around 15 years. But, you know, with people taking better care of their health and, you know, advancements in medical mm-hmm. technology, people are actually living longer. I don't know if that's something you've found or read, but people, you know, are really living longer than the national average. And so, you know, with retirement planning, it has to account for that. So, you know, when you're doing your retirement plan, usually my retirement plans, I have everyone living to 90. Mm. And a lot of people, you say, oh gosh, 90. No, I don't want to live to 90. I won't make it. And I tell them, yes, you are, because I have it in my system. So you're going to make
right,
it to 90.
Better, yeah.
You have to now. Yeah. It's in the system. But plan for after 90. You know, maybe you'll live after 90. So mm-hmm. I think it's good to just be sure that, you know, when you do your retirement planning, and maybe if you run a calculator or you're working with someone, just do a scenario to see, well, what if I live longer than what I expect, or longer than the average expectancy? You know, would I run out of money? You know, what does that look like? You know, mm-hmm. would I need to reduce my expenses? Would I need to invest differently or start saving more?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just good to know what the situation is now, so then you can plan for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, so the bottom line is, you know, living longer, you should plan to have retirement income coming in for at least a few decades after your planned retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
You really should. And if you have money left over, well, that's great. But, you know, it's better that than run short. So, you know, we're, and especially for women, you know, if I could speak
sure
directly for women, women live longer than men. And so when it comes to saving for retirement and healthcare, we really need to make sure we pay attention in that area, because I think the risk is greater for women to run out of money. So, you know, for women, taking care of our health, you know, saving for healthcare related expenses, planning for retirement, because the chances are greater that the women will live longer than expected. And, you know, you want to be able to enjoy your last year. You don't want to have to be worried about running out of money or anything like that. And you may want to help your family. You know, you just want to do the things you want to do and be healthy at the same time.
Yeah. I think, I mean, in the very beginning, you talked about this and just how you work so hard your entire life. And especially we women, we tend to serve others, you know, and for most of our lives and put ourselves on the back burner. I mean, we're trying not to be like that. And that's the whole purpose of the podcast here. But when that is the case, you know, we want to be able to come to those retirement years and be able to now take care of ourselves and have the means to do that and to go on vacations and to, you know, enjoy our lives. I mean, you've really earned it.
Absolutely.
We have a couple more minutes left. So we went through all six. That's great. Let me just say them again for listeners. So number one was your home will be a large expense. So remember that. Number two is healthcare costs. Number three was you're likely to continue to work in retirement, but it looks different. Number four was retirement can be lonely for some people. So that number five was to plan out what you want to retire to, not just retire from. Love that. And then number six is that the average retirement age is about 15 years, but you want to plan to live to at least 90. And so, you know, plan to live longer than you think you're going to live. Last, is there any other comments that you have before we sign off?
Well, don't let retirement throw you off. You know, retirement is something we all work very hard for, and we have high expectations of what we want it to look like. And it's a very personal thing. You know, we all have very personal ideas of how we want retirement to be. So, you know, don't let these unexpected surprises throw you off. You know, really think about how you want retirement to look like and save for it. And, you know, expect some of the unexpected expenses and expect to live a little longer and, you know, things like that. And I think if you go into it with planning financially and also what experience you want to have, and then plan for the unexpected, then that will give you the best start at creating the retirement that you always dreamed of.
Oh, thank you so much, Angela, for coming back on the podcast. And of course, you know, I'm going to ask you to come back to talk about something else, but we got to have you on here again. So really appreciate these six surprising retirement facts that nobody tells you about. And I hope that listeners got some great information there. Share your website with the listeners, and I'll also put that in the show notes too, but go ahead and share that with them.
Oh, sure. Yes. My website is DorseyWealth.com. That's D as in David, DorseyWealth.com. And you can go there and, you know, just look at my blogs and, you know, just take a peek around. And if anyone's interested in having a complimentary call with me, you know, they can use my website actually to schedule a 30-minute call, and we can talk about anything that, you know, is kind of weighing on you and see if there's anything I can do to help.
That's great. And yeah, DorseyWealth.com. And I highly recommend in the very least that you get on Angela's newsletter list where she shares her blog. It's always great.
Thank you.
Applicable for women, especially in midlife. So thank you so much again, Angela.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks again for inviting me.
If you find the Me Time Midlife podcast valuable, there are many ways you can support it. the best way is to simply tell your midlife friends about it. It also helps the show's visibility if you rate and review it on iTunes, Stitcher, or simply directly in your Apple Podcasts app if you listen to the show that way. And if you want more me time in your life and continue the conversations we have on the show with other women on a similar journey, consider joining our Me Time Midlife Community on Facebook. Simply search for Me Time Midlife Community in your Facebook search bar, or go to metimemidlifepodcast.com to learn more. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, remember, you've been taking care of everyone else. It's your turn to take care of you.